in America. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. President Biden making a new push to make products here as he traveled to Ohio this afternoon, as he's asking Congress to pass legislation that he says will make the U.S. more competitive.
President Biden spoke from a metals plant in Hamilton, Ohio.
We learned the hard way that we can't fight inflation if supply chains buckle.
And said we have to make more here at home. He said executives from Honeywell, GE, Raytheon, and others had joined him to support the announcement of a new compact in which large manufacturers will help smaller ones.
Adapt new technologies so we can continue to be the leading exporter of aircrafts and engines and in areas like medical devices, clean energy technologies, and so much more.
Specifically highlighting the power of large-capacity 3D printing, he urged Congress to pass the Innovation Act, which he says will invest in manufacturing and technology production here in the U.S. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The president has announced a new round of aid for Ukraine, which will include munitions, radars, and other equipment. Other officials said the package was worth $150 million. A denial from the Defense Department that the U.S. aided in the sinking of a Russian ship in Ukraine.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby has pushed back on the reports that U.S. intelligence helped target the sinking of the warship, the Russian warship, the Moskva, adding that such leaks are damaging to U.S. ability to share intelligence with Ukraine. He added that Ukraine has many sources of intelligence that does not include the United States. He said the intelligence the U.S. shares with Ukraine is, quote, legitimate, lawful, and limited.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. A judge has dismissed former President Trump's lawsuit against Twitter that challenged his suspension from the site. Wall Street, the Dow lost 98, the Nasdaq minus 173, the S&P off 23. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Medical marijuana could soon be available in Kentucky.
Governor Andy Beshear believes he will be able to take at least some executive action making medical marijuana legally accessible in Kentucky. The Democrat first floated the idea last month, but since then, the latest bill to legalize medical pot could not make it through the Republican-dominated state Senate. Beshear says legalizing medical marijuana has strong support among state residents, saying there are folks out there suffering who could benefit from it. But the Republican leader of the state Senate, Robert Stivers, says Kentuckians should be concerned that the governor thinks he can change statute by executive order. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The Postmaster General is warning of future postage rate increases.
Get used to uncomfortable postage rate hikes in the coming years. That's the word from Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. In remarks to the Postal Service Board of Governors yesterday, DeJoy said it's part of the plan to make the Postal Service self-sufficient. The Board of Governors sets the postage rates, but DeJoy said he will continue to advocate for raising prices to accomplish the self-sufficiency goal. The Postal Service reported a loss of almost $2 billion. For the latest quarter. If a proposed rate hike gets the okay from the Postal Regulatory Commission, the cost of a first-class forever stamp will go up by 2 cents to 60 cents, effective July 10th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A marble bust that a Texas woman bought for about $35 from a Goodwill store is temporarily on display at a San Antonio museum after experts determined it was a centuries-old sculpture missing from Germany since World War II. The bust, which art collector Laura Young found at Goodwill in 2018, once belonged in the collection of King Ludwig I of Bavaria, according to the San Antonio Museum of Art. Experts believe a soldier took the sculpture and brought it to the U.S. The piece will be returned to Germany next year. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.